first one relates to the minutes. The second one relates to the adoption of the minutes. The second one relates to the adoption of the oversight report. And the third one relates to the budget vote report. I hope other members are not getting lost. Among other things that compelled us to meet here was the fact that there was a limited number of people who indicated the fact that they were not going to be, they weren't going to be able to attend. And largely, some of those who indicated that they were not going to be able to make it in Johannesburg, they had other meetings here in Cape Town. So we then had to apologize to both ARC and also to Grace Sullivan not to meet in Johannesburg. I have subsequently, with regard to, if you remember, they initially in our program were meant to have met with Land Bank. And then that had to be postponed for a later day. I subsequently had discussions with both the chair of the Committee on Finance, Talon Komati, and also the Deputy Minister, Trantanen. Subsequent to a letter written to the minister. And my point was to emphasize the need to take a session with the Land Bank before our budget vote is the 15th of April. Even if that would mean meeting over a recent period of time. The feedback I gathered from both of them that it shouldn't be a problem. All what we need to do is to organize ourselves together with Land Bank. To the point where my view was, even if it means meeting in Pretoria, so that we also cover both the ARC visit and also a Grain South Africa session. We had left matters at that point wherein we simply need to formalize a day that is suitable for all of us and then arrange that we all go meet in Victoria. Give ourselves enough time with the Land Bank and thereafter go out and visit the institutions of the ARC and also have a session with the Grain South Africa. So I thought, let me bring that update just before we start our session. And perhaps I did not get into the details of that time. I would imagine it's either going to be coming week or week after. for us to engage on such a session if we're agreed. Good morning, sir. Administration to deal with, unless you have an issue on administration. Okay, Mr. Tutor, you're just coming when we are quickly looking into just, you know, housekeeping matters. I've apologized on behalf of all of us that we couldn't meet in Johannesburg. The simple reason there was that we were literally going to be a small number out there, and others, you know, had other meetings here in Cape Town. That's why we then had to reschedule meeting here in Cape Town in Parliament. My apologies on that one. And then on Land Bank, I haven't had a discussion with Deputy Minister Finance and also chair of the committee on finance, but I agree that yes, we can have a session with the land bank before, you know, we do our own budget book on the 13th of April. We just arrived when we are trying to establish exactly when it starts, whether it's come a week or a week after. But what is that for us? I tell you that we're agreed in principle. This is what we've also been, you know, trying to push Land Bank towards, so that we are able to have that session before. If also, maybe if we just spend 5 minutes at the most, we could also just, you know, think through and then throw some of those ideas without really having to make any long session, you know, issues that we would really be keen on for Land Bank to present to us. Bullet point one, bullet point two, bullet point three. So that we are really sync with what we want to see happening going forward.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to know, Chairperson, why didn't they meet in the first place when we scheduled for the emergency session with the BC? Secondly, did they already reply on the letter, and what dates are they indicating? Thank you, Chair.
Absent of any other questions, I think we explained as to why they didn't come here, to a point where the minister even wrote as to the unavailability of them. You read the letter. You were in the last session. Well, they couldn't come because, number one, they were not ready. They had a corporate plan that was also presented to National Treasury, which was not approved as yet at the time. And then, of course, the minister was also of the view that if we're going to present strat plan and budget, we need to have a joint session together with the Committee on Finance, where they are accountable to. Those are the major reasons why they couldn't. Having written a letter subsequent to that, being proactive rather than having to wait for the letter and the response to come back from the minister, I thought, let me call, hence the call, the discussion thereof, and as a result of that discussion, the outcome, as I've just alluded to, both in terms of an agreement between ourselves Finance and also the Deputy Minister, in principle agreeing that let's go ahead and give them time, and the time really is for us to decide. And as we agreed in our last session that even if it meant meeting over recess time, attaching the importance of having to have that briefing before our budget vote on the 10th of April. Mr. Tutoi?
Did I hear you correctly that we should supply them with bullet points on what we want from them? Because I think any organization of their stature should be able to know what they should report on. If somebody is entrusted with the money of the land bank and the responsibilities that they have, I think they should know that where are the problems, where are the pressing problems, where are the, I must always say, what is an embarrassment to them and what not. That would be quite honest of them to say this is how we see it, where the problems are. They very well know where the problems are. They know what Skopa has said. They know what the other people have been saying. I think they should supply us with basically what we could call a SWOT analysis. Where are their strengths? If they turn around it, then it's one of their strengths, I suppose, but then they must comment on it. Where are their weaknesses? What are the threats and what are the opportunities that they have? So that's just one aspect, the SWOT analysis. If they can't give that, I'm afraid it is not in good hands. Thank you.
Members, as I asked earlier on, if we can avoid any situation where we engage in a discussion, what I thought we should do, I would imagine, Mr. Tutoi, they should be knowing. I'm avoiding a situation where we'll have to listen to them. The tendency is, when they bring any report to us, they have this long-winded, you know, report on a number of important and unimportant issues, so that we're able to really hone on the specifics. That's what I'm really calling for. Rather than having to find them here and giving us, you know, a long report, and they bring all these thick documents to us. They know, I would imagine, what their mandate is. But I thought we would retrospectively be able to say to ourselves, we are interested in bullet point 1, 2, 3. We have been in discussion on those issues ourselves. I thought we should really be more pointed to them in getting to say, bring us the following over and above whatever you are to bring us, so that we are more focused and they know exactly what is expected of them. I'm also avoiding a situation where we are going to tell them to go back and prepare further. Those are the issues that I'm really trying to be more sensitive towards than Sabra.
Chair, I think it's an entity which needs to report to an agricultural committee, since they are doing agricultural functions. Now, from that point of view, one would like to know everything that they are doing. And of course, the bank's financial status, its status of health, etc., important to note. And I would say that it should be a normal presentation that they would make. And in our instance, I suppose if they go to Treasury, they would probably tell Treasury what the financial status is. In our instance, we would also like to know what is their operation within the agricultural fraternity, how do they see things. There were a number of repossessions that they were busy with. There was then a lifeline thrown by rural development as well as agriculture. We would like to know, I hope the Secretary is making notes, we would like to know where is it standing at the moment, what is going on, what is happening. We would like to know how many repossessions have they had since they embarked on it. We would like like to know how many have been rescued by the two other departments. We would like to know whether they are getting any new business, whether they are financing any new deals, especially from the emerging sector, that sort of thing. And then, Chairperson, most important, when they were with us, not the last time, but the previous time when we were in the OAC, we put a number of questions to them, with a request that they should please come back to us on those questions. To this day, we've heard nothing. So we should remind them. I haven't got the date of that particular meeting, but we should remind them that at that particular meeting, a number of questions were put to them. They jotted them down. I saw them recording them. And they must please come back on with responses to those questions. So that basically is what I see, what we want from them. I mean, of course, the stress plan on the, from that part is important. We wish to know what is their strategic plan going forward. But our emphasis is basically, Chair, on the land agricultural fraternity as to what they are doing in that particular field. Thank you, Chair. Chair, may I just add also that we have a problem, and that is why we could not go to Joburg, and that is that at 12:15, at least two of us have to be at the Committee on Correctional Services. We have to adopt their budget report, otherwise they're in trouble. I think they're debating on Thursday. So that is why we have to stay here. For the past 12 hours, we're very pleased if we could go. And I would suggest, Chair, that these minutes have only arrived this morning. I've only seen them now. I haven't seen them before. And it will be very difficult to go through them. In order to do a thorough job, I would suggest that these minutes stand over and that we proceed with the reports after we finalize the date for the land bank. I would suggest, Chair, that we do finalize the date today. Bartok?
On the issue of the date for meeting with another committee led by one of the I thought maybe, Chair, would it not be a good approach if the Chairperson could see the other Chairperson for Parliament and Finance? Come up with a date so that the members could know, but maybe we might have a date here and they have other commitments on the other side.
The Committee on Finance is fine for us to meet with Land Bank alone during research time. Because that's what basically is going to happen. So they may not necessarily have to be present, because of the other plans that they have. For instance, on the when we go out by the 8th of April, which cuts the recess period, consequence period, we will be expected here to do some other work in preparation for those budget votes. So they have a bit of a challenge if they were to come earlier. So we do have liberty to meet with the land bank. All what you need to do is to be specific with them. Number one, when do we want them? Whether this coming week or week after. Number one. Number two, what are the issues? What are the pointed issues that we want them to focus at? Those are the only two things that we need to establish. What I would propose if I were to lead, perhaps we give ourselves this coming week and then also be able to do some bit of rest and so on, and also do some bit of political work, and then we take week after. This week ends on the 26th, And then we have a week after, which starts on the 29th, going up until the 2nd, effectively going up until the 1st, because the 2nd is the Easter weekend. I'm not sure if we really need to do that as well, because people have a tendency of going out, you know, and, you know, spend also Easter weekend wherever they go. And perhaps if we could meet on the 7th, I don't know what members would have in mind, the suggestion. 7th of April is in football. It's on a Wednesday, sorry. It's on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know. My hint would be that if we could play
constituency period is starting effectively from this coming Friday until the 10th of April. Until effectively the 9th, because the 10th is on a Saturday. How does that sound to know?
For me, it's fine. I don't know about the bottom.
Once again, members, the idea is to take part a session up day Pretoria. Just as a reminder.
Okay.
With them there, so that we are also able to do two other things. The other thing that we were meant to be dealing with here, I don't know whether the committee secretariat would have information in this regard. Posted on the HEC was meant to be the ARC board. I did indicate last time that the department has written officially to Parliament as to whether it has finally been processed on the HEC, and also being given a deadline as the Committee of Parliament. Because I am saying to myself, we need to combine all of those things at the same time. Practically, we're not going to be able to deal with all those issues here and now. I'm just mixing two things at the same time. Again, 29, proposed?
Yes.
Would that be in the morning? I'll probably have to fly in the Monday morning.
Where are you flying from?
Okay, sir.
Okay. Anna? You could also address the time as well.
I'm thinking if it's the 29 and the 18th on Monday.
It's always best that we slip over. Reason why I was raising the issue about ARC, I was saying to myself, maybe we might even make use of that evening, dinner time, where in a more relaxed environment, we discuss the whole board nominations by ourselves of the ARC. Something that is still outstanding. As I said, I've just reminded myself by asking the committee secretariat here as whether we have formally received anything in writing from the speaker's office. with the deadline and so on. But I guess even if we haven't as yet, we need to engage ourselves. We have done some bit of work, I would imagine, by now. Let us continue some of our suggestion members. Let us meet on Sunday the 28th in Johannesburg for dinner. During that dinner time, we only deal with the matter related to Agriculture Research Council Board nomination. We dispense off with that one. Then Monday morning, the 29th, we deal with the rest of the other issues. Starting off with the land bank, coming to meet with us, wherever we decide, and the committee secretariat decides. And secondly, we do the rest in terms of Grain South Africa and also Agri Research Council visitations. How does that sound?
Chairperson, can I just clear this one out? The Land Bank is based in Pretoria. ARC is based in Pretoria. Where are we supposed to be in Grain South Africa?
I would prefer rather than the Monday night, but then we have more time. Say we have Monday, we have a Monday night, and we possibly have half a Tuesday. I don't know, because a weekend. We can always a difficult thing. Some people have other obligations.
We meet Monday night. I guess a practical thing to do is to meet in Pretoria. I was saying Johannesburg. In my view, you know, with due respect to people from Pretoria or Swane, I always tease them in saying, you know, Pretoria is just a suburb of Johannesburg. Whenever I say Johannesburg, for me, a practical thing for us to do, if those entities are based there, you know, so it would mean meeting out there. They're sleeping in Pretoria and meeting in Pretoria.
But the only question it would appear to me is whether we should leave Monday morning and come back Tuesday and spend the Monday evening, or whether we should go Sunday evening and come back Monday evening. It is half a dozen of one and six of the other. So either way, I mean, it would mean one night. If we leave Monday morning early, meet in Pretoria, do the entities, and round up towards the evening, and perhaps reflect on what has happened or whatever. I don't know. Either way, I mean, I'm game either way.
Chairperson,
yes,
some of us are driving from our constituency. So for us, Sunday is for us a better way to drive from constituency to Cape Town, like to. So for us, it is more ideal. Night. And then because we will be exhausted, since we have to drive and come Monday morning, fly to Joburg, we will be exhausted when we come. So that's what to consider us who are driving.
Okay, can we then say also the committee secretariat here is adding another headache to our headaches here? Can we agree, committee secretariat, that whenever we discuss matters of this nature, whilst we are mindful of the fact that there are bureaucrats out here, let those bureaucrats not to be our headache. Let those bureaucrats be your headache. Don't throw them back at us. Let's decide here, and then you do the work. And it's only when there are problems, we'll only be alerted about those. Now, the issues are quite important, and I've also canvassed with the deputy chief whip on these matters and impress upon him on the importance of having to meet during, even if it means for the first time. So these are issues that really should reside here with you. So whether it's Sunday or Monday, let's work on those details. I think the principle is we are going to meet Monday. As to whether we arrive on a Sunday or we arrive on a Monday, that's going to be a detail. But let's just gear ourselves for such. I think we've spent over 20, 25 minutes already on a subject matter that we're supposed to have taken 5 minutes. Dr. Kulu, you're rounding up.
I was just to say, Chairperson, if depending on which day we end up falling into to go up country, but one thing I request that simply because some of us are from other provinces, we might maybe need to have the arrangements of flights from our areas up rather than coming down here on the day, so that, as the committee should go together. But just
I think an ideal thing it would be for members to move from their own respective constituencies. Otherwise, it can be quite a bit of a cumbersome one if we all come here and then leave as one entity or other unit. Okay. Committee Secretary will actually be communicating with all of us to know exactly where we're flying out of and so on and so forth, and coordinating of times and the transportation locally there. Take us to wherever. So what is clear is that principle number one, we're meeting, we'll be sleeping in Pretoria and meeting in Pretoria. Number two, we'll either arrive on Sunday or on Monday. But we have that principle that we'll be meeting next week on Monday. Okay, thanks members. And then on that note, On that note of other just clarity. Who else has received minutes today?
I had per email. I had stuff over the weekend, and I at my kitchen hall, I cleared this morning. But I wasn't here on Friday. So if it was in the picture on Friday, I didn't get it. But I had it on email. So I went through the stuff on email. Came in there this morning.
You know, I find it very interesting because I've had these minutes and then I've circulated them. Literally over a month, these minutes that I've had them with me. Okay, maybe what we need to do for today and for today's purpose, let us go through the budget vote report of our committee and then exhaust ourselves on that one. We'll give ourselves 5 minutes for us to go through that. That's because some of us have just received those today.
Verse number 25.
Yeah, the one that is written agriculture and land. Supposed to be agriculture, forest and fisheries there. Okay. 5 to 10 minutes at the most. It's now almost 20 to 11, so by 10 to. here that there are two sets of minutes for the 10th of June. I don't know whether you have one or two. These were joint sessions. Both of them took place at 10. Okay, we are on page 1. The report there is a draft. Let us quickly go through mistakes first, just correction. First one, as I said, of course, we need to put a date for this report. The first one is the Committee on Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. So that's the first one. Any further correction?
Yes.
On the report, draft report on agriculture and fisheries. The very first one, it says there, the very first sentence before introduction. Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, it says there, as we speak now, Portfolio Committee on Agriculture and Land Affairs. Any further corrections? We're just doing corrections for now. Can you speak to the mic for that address?
Chairperson, the 1, 2, 3 for the fourth paragraph under introduction. Where is that with on the 23rd of March 2010 and today? Factually, it's not correct. Because we did not meet this entity. We're not meeting this entity today. Factually, it's not correct. It's not correct. Because we met them on different days. And I don't know how to put it.
Can you quickly say what you wanted to say there? Speak to the mic.
The 23rd of February, when we started the department. So the timing is the first thing of our
family. That's clarified?
Chairperson, it still is not clarified. Because we did not meet all these committees on the 23rd of February. We met them on different days.
Mr. Chairman, can I suggest that we say up to the 23rd of March?
Or from the 23rd of March, February.
Well, okay, now this is 23rd of March, and then they quoted here, but we saw them up to now, up to this date, before this date, or before the meeting of this date.
Okay, can I say from the 23rd of February until a certain day? 15th of March, the following department and entities were met. Bulelwa, these are notes, or this is a report that was drafted by you. So when we request you to elaborate, you need to elaborate. You shouldn't just say it's March, not February, or February, not March. Because it has to give meaning the entire paragraph. That's what we're trying to do. So we'll request, rather require your guidance on this one. Any further correction? Baba, Tabe Kolo? Noted, Mama Abuda? Let's speak to the mic so that it records.
On the fifth paragraph, it says, upon referral of these instruments by the National Assembly, the committee scheduled external briefing sessions with the
Chairman, we're getting to the point now where we're getting to the committee recommendations, and we're looking at spelling mistakes and grammar mistakes or omissions or fine-tuning it. But why would we do that if we might disagree of what might stand there, for instance? If I personally think that this is not sufficient report back.
Yeah, we're only just doing corrections now. We'll come back to the content. Still on corrections, Section 3, Department of Agriculture, Forage and Fisheries. It just says the Department of Agriculture. The committee, 3, first page still, 1, 2, 3. The committee acknowledges the same sentence, or rather section. The committee acknowledges the department's presentation and would require follow-up engagements with the department. There we are supposed, in my view, without getting into, I guess the line can be a bit thin here, without getting to the content, there seems to be an omission there. Presentations and would require follow-up engagement. For me, the omission there says, what are those areas of engagement? Are we agreed on that one? So that when we come back on that issue, when we come back to the content, the secretary might wish to guide us in recollecting some of those engagements. Mama?
Let me take you back on the first sentence before proceeding to the second one. Where it says, on Tuesday 15 March, the committee completed the budget hearing process of the department, we did not, as you indicated at the opening, under formal discussion.
So you can finish the paragraph there?
That's the sentence that on Tuesday 16th March.
Yeah.
We did not complete because there's still an outstanding of land bank. So we need to formulate how we cover land bank to say we are still going to use land bank. Because we did not complete our engagement with all the entities.
Well, what is referred to there, it refers to entities that are reporting to the committee in accordance with the law and so on and regulations and so on. Land bank, in accordance with the statutes, report to finance, in accordance with proclamation by the president.
Then, Chair, I think somewhere along the line, we need to bring in at least one sentence where we say that once it was essential to have it had some other interaction with the land bank due to their involvement in agricultural financing, this could not take so that we point out that there is a sort of a shortcoming somewhere because we could not address agricultural finance issues. And say, somewhere, yeah, we need to put in something which sort of exonerates us. Something that could perhaps read like this, you know, the report should be read in the context of the time constraints imposed on the committee and especially stakeholders by the parliamentary program.
Thank you. Sorry, I also was taken up by, you know, when he speaks to Abram, he has no, it allows you just to listen.
No, I'm just saying,
yeah,
that
we
need before we could get.
Yeah, have it as part of your own sentences you might wish to add. Let's, as I said earlier on, let's just do the corrections for now. We'll come back to the content, which also would have such features.
I think what you want is marketing. National agricultural marketing
calendar.
That's the key. 3.1. 3.1, marketing.
Maybe just before we go to page 2, still on committee recommendations, to provide on bullet point 3, to provide proper training, there's a gap there on what or to whom. And okay, are we fine with page 1? We go to page 2.
And I would say also the second last
bullet. Can we allow just Mamabuza just to, on that point 1? You were saying something on 3.1.
She left out 2. Marketing.
Agriculture, marketing. Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Chairman, I think we should, in the future, just mark the pages, number the pages, and where, like on the introduction, you have a couple of paragraphs, maybe have them subnumbered so it's easier for us to refer to them. Other paragraph bullets can be used because we can say bullet 1, 2, 3 or 2nd or 3rd, but I think we could also use bullet numbering. And then I want to just go back to page 1, the second last bullet. Do away with contractors and to rely more on staff recruiting.
Where are you now?
Page 1 is not page 1. We're not numbered. The second last bullet at the bottom.
Still on page 1?
Yeah. Do away with contractors and rely more on staff recruiting.
Recruiting?
Yeah.
Or recruitment? On page 1, bullet point number 4, very second last paragraph. So are we now passing on page 1? Going 1? Twice? Gone. Page 2? We've just done a correction there on marketing. And then the point has been noted about pages or paging. Is that a correct quote?
Yes, that is under committee recommendation. The paragraph below bullet 2, second line, 2012. I'm sure it's 2011.
Or 2012, 2013. It says 2012, 2012. You picked that one up? Okay, any Done with the page 3?
No.
No.
Mama Tana?
Thank you, sir. First paragraph, bullet number 2, the committee encouraged ARC to do away with the act.
Challenges on perishable 2.2. Private standards set by companies, whatever, only government could negotiate. Can, eh? Are we done with corrections? Okay, let's now deal with the content. Page 1. The theme is fine. Draft report on Portfolio Committee on Agriculture and Fisheries on Budget Board number 25. Memo?
Jefferson, on committee recommendation, that's where I will start. Where it says the committee worked hard to
all the proposed budget allocations. I don't remember us saying we are satisfied with the budget that is allocated to. And I would like the sentence to be recommunicated. Because Chairperson, my thinking, my analysis was that the budget comprises the budget is 0.4% of the whole state, and I don't know how to, but I was not directly allocated budget of the department. And to say we welcome it, it will be not a true blessing. I think that it is for me that.
Any taker for rephrasing? You are going to guide us then.
I think we should say that the budget allocated is insufficient to address the problems and the risk problems for future food security, because that is what it is. Basically, almost factual.
Can I throw a span on the work? In keeping with the Maputo Declaration of 2003, that stipulates that budgets in agriculture of participating countries, and that something to that effect, should have been 10%. Ours continue to be on a downward spiral, currently at 0.04%. In our view, is very insufficient in addressing all the challenges of food security, and you name them.
Chair, I think we should go to the following and say that the budget in no way I'm omniscient.
We're all thinking aloud. We haven't.
The budget in no way conforms to the Maputo Declaration, in terms of which 10% of all African countries' budgets should be dedicated to agriculture. Full stop. Once this budget merely represents 0.4% or whatever of the total national budget, it will in no way address the numerous challenges and problems encountered by agriculture in respect of food security, farmer support, emerging farmer support, etc., etc.,
research and so on.
And sudden disasters like drought, disease outbreaks, you know, that's what.
Yes, I agree. Could I say something on this matter? For instance, if you take that we don't get the allotted percentage that we need, the social grants are taking a lot of it. Now, if the social grant in many places could be linked to job creation and earning, something, you can plow it back basically as a wage into agricultural reform and agricultural job creation and building infrastructure on the rural areas. I cannot understand how they could not see that opportunity. So we really have a foot in the leg to stand on when we say that they should give us more money. They must just use it from one place to another and link it. Wouldn't it be better if somebody, instead of getting R1,000 a month, he can in fact get that R1,000 plus another R1,000 for work, but that he's doing R2,000 worth a month of work, and then the person has work and he's developing himself, and there's development in the rural areas. I'm just looking at the overall picture. So So we have a very good leg to stand on if we say that they must shoot. If they ask us, but where shall we get the money? Then we can go on that route.
I hope Mr. Tutoi is not smuggling here. The whole. I guess the point that Mr. Tutoyer is raising, it shouldn't be about replacing or doing away. It should be more about collaboration. Because that's what we have as a problem among us. Wherein there are those programs in social development that are going parallel to what Al-Qaeda is engaged on. Among others, food security and so on and so forth. But the question for us, even as a committee that we haven't engaged in, is how best do we collaborate so that we are able to monitor also that other food security aspect within a particular department called social development. Maybe that's another issue that we might wish to raise. In fact, we actually did raise it in our deliberations, this very issue, if we remember very well. But we did not do much elaboration on it. Ms. Sebro? Chair, I would suggest that we flag this issue because my personal view is that people don't really want to. One must work towards is something where people can become productive, receive a grant, and in addition to a grant, wage to do something. That will also earn them their self-respect. So I think what we should do is we should flag it, and we should at some stage in the coming budgetary year talk about this, perhaps also hold a hearing, get some input, and then take a more informed decision. I think we tinker with the this report now. What Comrade Catherine and Panisa say, we may pick up problems because it might send the wrong message.
Chairman, you summed it up correctly what I meant, and I appreciate what the members say because it is a sensitive issue and it could come over the wrong way. I do agree. I just think that when we word this, we must be very careful, but we can also get our foot in the door and get for us a basis from which we can take this further, this flagging. Take it further and work. I mean, we're not going to change it now, if it's possible, but we need to get forward, and that is one way of getting a foot in and start moving forward into the direction. It's going to be a debate, I think, the last 2-3 years, but at least we're moving forward now.
Well, what we're agreeing upon is for us to rephrase the sentence. Rather than us welcoming the budget, the committee secretariat will summarize after we have done other comments. All of those issues. She will rephrase all of that. Any further?
I have another suggestion here. Somewhere where this budget is being referred to, we need to put in a display just to cover us. And something that should read like this, the report should be read in the context of the time constraints imposed on the committee and especially stakeholders by the parliamentary program and the limited time available between the tabling of the agriculture, forestry and fisheries strategic plan and the budget debate.
Are you on the introduction?
I don't know whether it should come in the introduction.
You should add the introduction as you just before you get to the actual content of it. So that
means the last paragraph before number 2.
Yeah. It gives context to the overall report.
Yeah.
So that's why we are getting this report.
there is also this context in which we are getting and receiving.
I don't know if the committee takes
this. You are going to forward. Please do. Mr. John?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I was in, over the weekend, I was in a telephonic conversation with the Honorable Bosman. And we concur on the fact that we, the committee, has not really had time to apply its mind to the budget, to the money side of it and that. We must be honest with ourselves, we didn't have the time for that. And we will do this committee an injustice if later on fingers are pointed at us, because some people out there will pick it up. There were problems and so forth. So we must really, we are really concerned about that. The other thing is that I also read the reports on this visit, and I'm very concerned that all the money that's been paid out, and
The concept there is that government, through its programs, continuously talks about support of small scale through CAP and so on and so forth. More talking to a bottomless pit. And the question that we have raised repeatedly, how do we benchmark ourselves as to whether or not we are making progress? Having supported these 100 farms this year, whether next year we shall be having the same 100 farms or add more to be supported still, and yet there is no graduation. That's the essence and the context. I'm not sure also whether we are. I don't think we're sharply raising it here now, because that's what we really looked into in our recommendation to the department. On the same notion that we need to have the department being able to measure itself on any success that they might be encountering as they continue to support small-scale farmers, so that we don't have a situation where we're supporting a bottomless pit without any graduation, without any, you know, movement forward. So that's what we were saying. That's the spirit, if members recall very well. Mamatwala?
Can we please get the reformulation? I didn't get it.
Yeah, Committee Secretariat will come back to us with reformulated statements on a number of areas that we are going to be raising. Are we fine with that? Okay. The one other issue. Okay, sorry. The area I wanted to comment on is on Section 3, Department of Agriculture. The committee acknowledges the department's presentations and would require follow-up engagement on the following with the department and related entities. It's a sentence that has not been concluded upon. I'm not sure whether, you know, committee secretary, you are able to, unless we also ourselves, we have some additions to make. It's three, the very first sentence. The committee acknowledges the department's presentation and would require follow-up engagement with the department and related entities. My point is, follow-up engagement on what area? Under which areas that the department and related entities, in order to help enhance, you need to help or enhance something that you are able to define. Are we able to think aloud quickly? The areas that need enhancement and requiring follow-ups and so on and so forth. Mama Buddha?
I think the secretary covered it under bulletin 2, under committee recommendation, to do a follow-up on land reform and we can add land reform and other issues. I thought she covered it under recommendation.
Are we fine with that understanding?
I would expect
example, land banks, etc.
I think we're proceeding here. Yes, definitely land bank, but I think we should perhaps let the secretary come up with, she knows what she should know in the records, from the records, what are the areas that we have concern on, and just, you know, mention that. It's more specific, it gives us a better, it gives a better view of the committee to the outside world. We could be more specific because people always say people we're vague and we just don't, you know, just there's nothing to follow up on. So maybe we should just list it, be specific on it. My one concern I do have though is that when you had this budget meetings last year with agriculture, fisheries was not with it, were they?
No.
They were not. So now we have to express ourselves on a budget that's going to include fisheries, isn't it? Don't we? So we need that input as well, and that becomes a problem. Because there are serious concerns on that one, as I know. So that puts us in a very tight spot now.
There is a mentioning there on that very last part. But it doesn't say much. Now, are we comfortable with the areas of concern that the committee we have stated there on the recommendation? I would have thought, members, that they under Department of Agriculture will tabulate a problem statement, and then there on committee recommendations is therefore solution to a problem. In other words, acknowledge the department, the committee acknowledges the department's presentation and would require follow up on the following area. There on recommendations, we are now going forward. Am I clear?
Sorry, are you suggesting that under 3, after saying that the committee acknowledges the department's presentation and would require follow-up engagements with the department and related entities, and are you saying that after that we should say inter alia, so you don't actually just exclusively, in case you missed out on something, inter alia on the following? Now, Chair, there are a number of issues. See, one of our grey areas is that you have the Department of Rural Development at the moment, which is also engaged in promoting agricultural development. Then you have, for example, this whole problem of funding. You have, on the one hand, you have the commercial bank called the Land Bank, which competes with other commercial entities. Then you have CASP, which is just a form of assistance for infrastructure. Then you have MAFISA, which is, I think, 8% or 9% per annum interest rate. But it's got a cap. You cannot borrow more than so much, for example. So in the midst of all these little institutions and commercial banks, there is a glaring absence of something that carried the farmers through in yesteryears, and that was something called the Agricultural Credit Board. And I think in our engagements, we have identified that cheaper finance, cheaper rates, I believe Agricultural Credit Board rates were about 3% or something of that sort. There's a room for that. So somewhere we need to sneak that in there, that in the field of funding, whilst acknowledging that there are various models, there is a glaring absence of something akin to the old Agricultural Credit Board. Then we have actually
also covered the whole funding issue, because that is a major constraint. The other thing, what one could say, yes, is, for example, I don't know, so many things, a plethora of things that can be said. That's why I would say inter alia, and we name a couple.
I have noted the following, just listening from some of the members here. The committee acknowledges the department's presentation and would require follow-up engagement with the department and related entities, as this would necessarily help to enhance its understanding of operations and monitor its performance, among others, or inter alia, financing of farmers, support for emerging farmers, research, outbreak of diseases. What else can we add? As we said, among others, so that we don't exhaust. Okay. Are we fine with that? Mama? Comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay. If you are fine with page one, we can go to.
Engage with the department fully on the matter. I don't know. fully on the matter.
As to when, that is a detail.
This is why where we are must be very careful, because I agree with you, we need to do something, but this is where we must be very careful. If we don't give guidance here to fisheries, that old nest as it is, as we took it over, is going to go on. We cannot at this table say today how many boats. I'll ask a question now. How many for the department? But we can't say how many boats or ships these people have patrolled, where they will operate from, etc., etc. We really are in the dark on a substantial part of our portfolio. I think we should reserve our right here to call them. Because what are they going to get on April? They're going to get a budget. We have no idea if that budget is sufficient for them. And if they are applying it in the right places. So we must apply our minds. We had no time to do that. I mean, the little bit that we were talked about the other day was not good enough.
Yeah. Why don't we not engage with that discussion? So that is a discussion for another time. Now, what we want to do, we want to deal specifically with the report. That's part of us paying us forward with that discussion.
Yes, Chairman, that's what I wanted to say, that the sentence raised by member Umar Mahmouda is correct.
Yeah. Let's go to page 2. Your points are very relevant, Mr. Choi, but not for now.
And that's why I say I think this formulation sort of opens the way up. After the proclamation takes effect, only then can we really do something.
Page 2.
Challenges are that the constant increase in food prices is a challenge. It is a constant increase. It's just carrying on and on and on. And problems encountered with regard to international marketing. Is that what you are trying to say?
Yeah, I would look. One has to go into this in very fine detail if one has to really want to add much value to this. But I think we should say that to promote international distribution of our products remains expensive and very highly specialized field, expensive exercise in a specialized field, and we should build capacity in that direction, something like that. That's my idea about it. Not exactly maybe the words what you said, but we are constantly in, we have to recognize that we are constantly in competition with other countries, and in the one area where international trade is a threat to us is exactly where you have hand laborers picking the stuff, where you have a lot of handling and intensive labor which we want to keep, and those industries are very highly competitive overseas. The grapes, for instance, well, we've been threatened by the Middle Eastern countries and North African countries. Same with Chile, in those cases. So, and then there's the, you know, the other deciduous fruit. So wherever we have where people pick it with a hand, those are the industries that have been built especially on exporting, because now you can afford the labor. And if we lose that, we are losing jobs. So we should, I think we should build capacity on the international market.
Well, I think what is required here is merely one sentence.
Can I read it? Can I read that sentence? Which will cover both the food prices and marketing, and also that international. Input costs continue to be better towards food prices and marketing, thereby rendering our local produce uncompetitive. Fine? That covers both. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do we have? You capture that one.
That, and he's got to have an image in his mind about what whatever it is. But you're selling to him an image, and you're selling to him, I want that. That's what you're selling to him.
Brand.
So we must create the awareness that we can be there, and we are, you really want my food. That's what we must create. And that's got nothing to do at this point with the inset input cost. That's the good news. Even if the input cost makes it more expensive, the fact that if the guy overseas thinks, I want South African brandy, I want South African fruit, so we need penetration in that market, and we can only do that with more funds. And that, I mean, we all know that marketing is really a luxury. It's the most expensive part where you are at risk in any business. You put a lot of money in, but you don't know where to get something out. So this is, I think we should have more funds earmarked for that type of thing, for marketing per se. But if we could cover ourselves on that somehow, that would be fine.
Chairperson, we've got 20 minutes left and two of us have to leave. Can I suggest that if there is something to add or to omit, the two of you get together and sort it out here? I don't think there is much of a problem.
What next is the... Sorry, you're still saying something on Cotton. Without really having to belabor on the issue there, you see this issue related to the tariffs, they speak directly to those matters. But that's not a detail that we really need to engage more into. In fact, I've been engaging with the committee chair for trading industry, and we are agreed that we need to take a joint session on tariff regime that are there in the agriculture industry. I think that will benefit us a lot when we come back from recess. Okay, thanks, Mama. The points have been taken care of. On page... Are we fine with that? With the rider? With your rider? Are we fine?
Yeah.
Caps up all of that. Okay, on ARC?
With a view of retaining their services and involving
any more things still to be added or
no.
On ARC?
Someone
you've got to make follow-ups on those by getting those actual phrases. Okay?
Bullet 2. ARC was advised to conduct research with a view of developing products to address the challenges posed by climate change.
Government to negotiate the standards. That you've included the included in the one.
It's encompassing.
Yeah.
It made a challenge.
I think the understanding from what I see now that Comrade Mabuza has proposed earlier is that the department must actually consider, investigate whatever is required to be changed, etc., etc., etc. So I think what is required here for us, if we need to say something, is merely that the committee will look very seriously at all proposals made with regard to changes, amendments, and possible repeal of legislation, so as, I don't know, I mean, look, naturally the Parliamentary Legal Advisory Team will come to us and say that these are the proposals that the department is making. We will have to process. I think the idea here probably was to say that whatever comes forth, we will look at it and we will process, help to process it. Of course, one must always remember that the issue of public participation in the form of inputs from the stakeholder sector is not excluded.
Okay, can I remind the members about how that issue was plugged in or is plugged in here? Very briefly, one of the issues that arose was that the board of PPECB is meant to come to an end, part of it or half of it. And expected role of Committee of Parliament, therefore, is again very, very limited on this one. Now, the point raised there was see to it that we even engage with the Parliamentary Legal Advisory so that it doesn't only get to be government or executive that brings legislation. We also have a responsibility ourselves of engaging with our legal advisory services here in looking at some of those loopholes. So that's the context in which this whole sentence came into being.
Yeah, I want to move this sentence to the because as it now stands, it doesn't lead.
In fact, what I've done here at the very last end, as part of our committee recommendations or conclusions, you certainly have a plethora of a number of those other legislations that need review that have to do with our committee. As a result, we identify those we did actually indicate this matter with the committee secretariat. Finding all of those legislations and be able to say, yeah, the gaps and loopholes and whatnot and whatnot, so that the legal advisory services should really come to us and brief us on a number of those legislations. Others are in the department, others are outside the department. Among others, for instance, within trading industry is again another act that has everything to do with agriculture, but located within DTI, Sugar Act. But I'm just making an example. Members, I think let's just rush off to other areas. The points have been taken note, and then we'll follow them up. OBP? That's the very last page. Yeah.
Can I reformulate it? The OBP lacks sufficient space for the storage of vaccines and utilizes bears and their storage facilities.
Well, what I also do remember having picked up on challenges, currently bears are the only distributors for ARC. They did raise this as an issue for them, that they cannot be limited because bears is also not able to go to such other ends wherein they are not able to go to. So that's one other area that they actually made mention of. And also on provinces, see here there's a short sentence, getting tenders. It's like everybody must get tenders here. Now, the concern and the challenge that they have raised is that provincial governments do not procure from OBP for their own activities. That's another issue. I would imagine that's what I was referring to, talking about getting tenders. I'm not too sure what you have in mind when you said getting tenders.
Well, I think what you have said is correct. That is exactly what they said. But say what we need to say there then is just to zoom in on the fact that we should say that one of the challenges naturally are that provincial departments do not support OBP to the extent that one would anticipate, something like that.
There is very fever outbreak has demonstrated that provinces fail to budget for such eventualities that compound the problem.
that combines bullet point 1 and bullet point 3.
Yeah.
Then bullet point 2 remains, and the very last bullet point still refers to provinces. Which
sentence?
The third and the fourth one. Okay, fine. But the one related to a need for provinces still to procure from OVP still is an issue. Mr. Abram has a...
Chair, let's just put on a table to what Comrade Mokusa has already said and say that it is lamentable that provinces do not support OVP to the extent that they should.
The Climate Secretary has captured that. Recommendations?
Just before I get to that, I think there's a couple of these challenges that have not been pointed out here. I don't know if this also got them from theirs, because if it's from their paperwork, this came out afterwards. And that was that they made a big case about the facilities that need to be upgraded or additional capacity need to be done. That is a grave concern. Then I remember there was the part of price competitiveness. Now that means that if we are going to, and I think we should consider it, if you're looking at what the Rift Valley fever has done now to the stock levels in certain areas and the ripple effect and the danger to human life, one could almost say that in spite of the fact that this is a free market system where there's price competitiveness, we cannot let this go under, because if they do go under, we will not have that capacity to, as for a strategic point of view. So and then they can be a good springboard for Africa to alleviate all the problems in Africa that they experience. So what they're really saying to us between the lines with the asking money for facilities is to give them an equal footing with the buyers of this world and the other companies. Because let's face it, the other countries out there, they have very strong commercial companies. So what I would say is we should add that they've got a shortage of facilities, and that will negatively impact on the long-term survivability, and that we need that. Strategic point of view.
Okay. I guess the point raised by Mr. Dutoy refers more to a need or a challenge that's being raised about the extent in which the facilities are there is not able to live up to the expectation. Any further comments? OVP?
Last sentence of the committee recommendation. In, I would recommend that the phrase goes like this. In 2009, OVP's revenue was 83.3 million. And in 2010, the revenue increased by 3 million to 86.3, full stop.
Chairman, I think if you look at committee recommendations, that under Onderstepoort, there was a cut and paste from Perishable Product Export Control Board. So the committee recommendations there does not fit with the recommendations that we should have under Onderstepoort.
Should be part of its introduction on OVP.
Before 2009, PB
we have to leave.
How many are leaving?
Two.
Okay.
But you are seven. You are 7 years here. If you're in trouble, just give us a buzz. As soon as we finish parking, that's all.
We are 8.
We do make the quorum.
Yeah.
Jay, can I just say that the OBP at the beginning, there are some grammatical errors there. It doesn't read right. We just look at that.
On committee recommendation, eh?
On what?
On OPD. On that report.
PPCP instead of the OPD.
Yeah.
Should report progress. Okay. But I was a bit worried, you know, there's too much liking of Limpopo and Mpumalanga here. Unless the committee secretary has everything, anything to do with Limpopo or Mpumalanga. And even the sentence there in 209, the revenue matala you were raising something, it shouldn't be a recommendation, that sentence. It should be more of a sentence that goes into... Is that a sentence that talks about OBP? But it cannot be a recommendation.
It's not a recommendation.
What is it? Introduction or conclusion or what? Okay. Okay. If you are satisfied, I'm fine. Conclusion? What's your take?
Consistent farmers must be assisted towards graduating into commercial agriculture.
Are we fine with that sentence?
We can even go further and say by different measures or different models.
What else on conclusion?
Number two, the
that's relevant. No, yes. That effort to follow on land reform.
It was fellow and on was off, it was effort to fellow land. It is involved.
Speak to the man. Yeah, just explain it in full. Are you able to follow it up? Give the context. Can you speak to the mic?
Also on the recommendation.
Yeah, say it in full so that it gives meaning before we take it out. Well, what are we saying about DAF efforts?
That the department should do more on follow up on land.
To do what? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, could I suggest maybe if I would read it with my mind now, I see it. I would say that death efforts should be synchronized with land reform.
That's
what we're looking at. What is the use of having land reform and not put it together with the programs, whatever the programs will be? So. Maybe synchronize is not the perfect word, but I think the two are getting married to
or while not married, getting married, or whatever. I mean, yes. But I mean, in our committees, I work with those people on that reform. We work together. So it's an easy way to formulate what we have to do and where to go forward. So I would just imagine that the two departments should rather sing in concert. I mean, they were at the sunset, I guess they were together there because it was the same issue. It was just two departments. The ones are specializing, but we're looking at the same end result, aren't we?
Mama?
We didn't discuss the GAFF that it must follow up with the land reform. That's why, according to me, I'm saying this sentence is not needed.
The context in my recollection talks more to a need for a more collaborative effort on the part of staff together with rural development and land reform as we pursue our program so that we are able to, and again, this has so much to do with one of the five priorities of government that talks to food security at the end. In other words, food security will therefore affect both agriculture and also rural development and land reform. I guess the formulation more for me there would have been about a need for DAF to collaborate more with rural development and land reform in its quest to secure food for all in our country. Something along those lines.
Yes, Chairman, not because the DA says so, but we see this basically when land reform stops, DAF must start. Once you reform the land and you put people on the land, then we must go on. So I think government and ourselves will make a big mistake if we don't look at this in a context, a strategic context together. So we can actually make a very strong statement here. Maybe we should tinker a little bit with this sentence, but I think around this issue, not because we say so, but because it's logic, I think we could actually make a very good statement and give that direction to the departments. And if we can influence the other committee, the one on land reform, in this,
Are we fine with that, members? Now the sentence remains, but the context being given certainly is different. And the focus thereof talks more about a need to have collaboration between DAF and rural development and land reform in a quest for food security for all.
So Chairman, I would actually say that we need to look at planning and strategic outcomes also, that we actually work together, that you put it down here, that we as a committee see as a reason that they should in fact, you know, have plans together. Not exactly, you must have it, because if agriculture is going this way, land reform is going this way, but they never meet, it's useless.
So that's the call of that.
We must look at they should look at the strategy and the plan.
I know the buzzword is talking collaboration. All of those things. Those are the details. Okay. You have the sentence. In other words, We are still on the same sentence, rather, bullet point two, but the rephrase. Bullet three? Why must we limit ourselves to the agriculture industry?
Oh.
That's why I was adding in saying to the agriculture, forestry, and there was a number of those legislation among others that guide our work here. Maybe what we need to do is to add amendment and overhauling. Where necessary, amend, where overhauling, overhaul. Because there are legislations that only require amendment. There are others that require overhauling. You got that, no? Okay, that should then take us to, as far as the draft report is concerned, to the end of comments, or rather, comments.
Chairman?
Any additional issues we might wish in our own recollection that we think needed to be factored into this report before we go on other areas?
If the secretary could just get this done as quickly as possible and forward it to me and Mr. Bosman specifically, because he was not here and he's got a lot of input from an era when I was not here. So to be fair to him,
so that you,
so
really, so that you conclude everything and then before it goes away.
Yeah, that we can just
talk you
around.
Only
yeah.
Must be the one who must have the final say.
No. I mean, obviously, one would look at it again, but if there's recommendations that can be made,
the final draft is going to come to all of us.
Yeah.
Any further issues still on the report itself? Are we okay? We haven't as yet adopted it. Can we then agree that when we meet in Johannesburg, we'll then have to agree, or rather adopt this report, only then? We are not able to adopt it as we speak now. Have we agreed on that one? Mama, what was that?
Can the chairperson make sure that before as
the report in Joburg. So we have edited the report. And ours will just go to adopt, not to correct the mistakes of editing again.
I don't mind, but what if Laurie Bosman has concerns or a real, contribution to do? Then that throws that out of the window. Maybe he comes up with something that we've all just slipped by us. I don't know.
Mr. Rutoi, we appreciate the fact that you have a shadow minister. What if all of us here will have other ideas? Because what is going to happen is we're going to go through our notes and be able to compare also with the minutes and look at this final report and see to it that whether or not it reflects the spirit of our past engagement. So not only Dr. Bosman, it is our collective responsibility that we engage with this report. It has to be a report that is taken serious by all of us for a simple reason. Number one, it goes to Parliament for ATC, and the public is going to read what this committee is doing or has been doing. And what this budget is saying about the sector, agriculture, forestry, and fisheries. It's got to give guidance to the department as well, because the department has a definite interest. Because they are going to go through this report and be able to see where we are headed towards as a committee. It also has to do more with the fact that the cluster within government that looks onto matters related to rural development, food, and so on, it definitely has an interest in this report. So it has to be truly reflective of our past engagement so that we are able to do our own recollection of our notes and the minutes as to whether they are truly reflected here. That's our task between now and Monday, when we come together, not only for the shadow minister. Are we fine with that?
I do understand that, but I just, well, maybe I misunderstand the other member, because she said that when we get on Monday on Johannesburg, we only approve it, we don't do any further tuning on it. That would mean that if Dr. Bosman, which is not here today, has not given an input, it means that his input would not be into what she's going to write on it. That's why I mentioned his name. It was not the fact that I thought he had the final say or the only one at the input.
Yeah, but he also had a responsibility because he received this report a while ago. He also had a responsibility of forwarding whatever comments he had. So we can't really be, put to a hold only by one.
Dr. Bosman would have been here, but
we appreciate
with the
flight
and the cancellation of the visit in
Mr. Dutoy, notwithstanding the apology, I am saying if a person is not going to be here, there is what is called technology. Those comments are immediately emailed through. So that's what happens in instances where somebody is not able to make it. And unfortunately or fortunately, an institution in this country called Parliament has given us access to emails via this thing. Okay, I think without really making an issue out of it, really there is no issue. Mamabuza, your point is taken. It means immediately after this, between now and Friday, not even Friday, between now and Thursday, we shall have been able to go through all of this and have everything intact. If it is possible that further comments be forwarded to the committee secretariat, so that by the time on Thursday the report goes out to all members, at least all of those comments are incorporated. Inclusive of those shall be Dr. Bosman's comments. Thank you. I think we are done with the report. Time now is almost 1 o'clock. We have minutes. Some of us received them now, and others received those minutes when we met at Good Hope Chamber. And we also have an oversight report that we need to deliberate upon. I think it was good for me that we spent this much time on this report, so that it's an important report, because it's a report that is undoubtedly going to go out there to the public. And also it gives us an indication as to where we're headed towards. Ma'am Watala?
Well, Commissioner, I think it's an oversight on the question of the report, that there's a report that is missing, one of Bakhulukati. And also to say, in all these sets of meanings, my name is not there, except one.
Okay. We hear that we also need to adopt a report. Last year sometime, the committee received an invitation from constituency Northwest, wherein we had to almost immediately assign one of the members here to go and represent our committee. That's a report that Mama Twala is referring to. Mr. Abram was that person who had to go to Northwest to represent Parliament in that constituency. We find my proposal, members, is that we arrive afternoon, whether it is Sunday or it is Monday, we go through this whole administration minutes, both of those reports plus this report, and also the ARC board process. And then we do, you know, land bank the following morning, ARC visits, and also a Grain South Africa session. But those are the details that we'll have to work with the committee secretariat. In other words, we don't go forward now with our work. We stop our work now, having gone through this report, and then we conclude everything else when we meet in Tshwane. To be honest, what did they say? Friends of the Now, number one, we're meant to have responded to their conference invitation, which unfortunately the situation within the committee secretariat made us receiving that and responding in good time. So they have issues that they indicated that they might wish to share with us. I don't know the full story, but one specific area relates more with the whole tariff issue related to grain. That's as far as I could gather from grain. So that's an important point, Mama, so that we get a sense of going and meeting with them on a specific agenda.
Is it possible maybe for the committee to be enlightened on the past experience of playing South Africa, so that we can be able to participate in our discussion with them?
Mm-hmm.
Because really, I don't know what the issues are for playing South Africa. I don't have that background. If maybe the
Are we fine now? Can we now tell each other that we've come to a close of our session for now until we meet next time? Thank you. Where? It's one of the... You're only sleeping over one night.